This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. This is Untapped Talent with myself, Siya Sangweni Finn, right here on CliffCentral.com. Thank you so much for having us on. So I'll start things off by saying we are not live, unfortunately, but that doesn't mean we cannot shine another worthy spotlight on young people who are doing awesome things and going out and pursuing their passions. So we do this every single week, if you do not know by now, Fridays from 9 till 10 a.m. Or listen whenever you actually want to, because you can listen to podcasts. Isn't that cool? I know it is. So this week on the show, I'll be chatting to these young people who, yes, are just full of life, are full of energy, and they're still in high school. And they just decided, well, we know how to sing, so why not we just form a group while juggling the life of a teenager in the 21st century and high school? Go figure. Well, they go by the name of Freefall Empire. It's Marco, Kanye, and Adam who formed this group, and they're actually going on and taking the country slowly but surely by storm. You know, Freefall Empire is like this explosive combination of these three dynamic young people from the Marley Kelly Vocal Academy. So as a young vocal pop group, Adam, who's actually 17, Marco, who's 16, and Kanye, who's 18, are just about to embark on a venture that is about to take the South African music industry by storm. Their words, but not mine, but I can already tell they're going to go out there and doing great things. So with this rare vocal maturity, this their love for music, their influences in style, covers this large spectrum of genres, including pop, funk, soul, and house. They would certainly appeal to a young and adult audience. So with some powerful solo vocals, beautifully blended with harmonies, and a catchy feel-good song, this very exciting group called Freefall Empire is proud to introduce their first single release, which is Celebrate. And that will actually end the show off with. So that's exciting. Getting to talk to them, getting to the minds of young people in South Africa who don't feel their age is a definition for anything, but who are going out there to make awesome things with their passion and their careers. So even though we are not live, how about we do this? Because it's the wonders of the 21st century. You can tweet me and I'll be actually watching the Twitter sphere nonetheless at CliffCentral.com or at Sia_SF. We can keep the conversation going on there. But before we get the conversation going with Freefall Empire, I want to start off with shining a little spotlight on a young YouTuber. Her name is Andy Casey, and it's part of our Cover of the Week segment, which we do every single week right on Untapped Talent. And this week, Andy Casey is doing a spotlight on a cover, rather, not a spotlight, of Justin Bieber's Sorry. Now, listen, I was one of those people who, whenever I heard the name Justin Bieber, I used to roll my eyes. But the mere fact that Justin Bieber is now with this new album Purpose, is going out there and just releasing banger after banger, I can now go on official record and say, maybe I might be a believer after this. But if you don't necessarily like the guy, maybe you can take a listen to this cover. This is Andy Casey doing a cover of Justin Bieber's Sorry.
When you're in the back seat with four multicolored aliens and a talking bear, you don't ask questions. Questions like,
where are we going anyway?
Can I have another cookie?
Mom, are we there yet?
Because when you can watch Teletubbies, Winnie the Pooh, and all the best kid shows online anytime for 99 Rand a month with Showmax, a long road trip goes by a whole lot faster. So get to showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy.
We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold. We are one.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, so the conversation continues right here on Untapped Talent with myself, Siya Sangweni Finn, right here on CliffCentral.com. And you know, this is what I always like to do week in, week out, have cool people sitting in front of me, and we're like, hey, got some spare time on your hands, so how about you just chill with me and we start chatting. And more than that, these are actually quite cool people who are also talented and who are, you know, like, they kind of have the one talent I don't have. I think, you know, I'm fine with a lot of things that I'm not naturally blessed with. I can't really draw. I still do stick figures. I used to be like in the running team at school. Then after a while, I was like, anybody got time to be running and sweaty and whatnot? So I was done with that.
No time to be running.
You see, no, we don't need to be sunburned. I always thought, I think singing is so cool. There's just something about having those pipes and then you just like standing in front of an audience. Or like if you're having a bad day, you just write a song about having a bad day and then you sing about it and everybody likes it. So
you become an Adele.
You like... see, and then everybody cries over music and you're like, yes, take that ex-boyfriend. Yes. Anyway, so the people agreeing with me are part of Joburg's latest teen pop sensation. They go by the name of Free Fall. I'm chatting to Mr. Marco. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, and yourself?
Marco, we're just going to have a moment. I'll be better after you pronounce your surname for me. You pronounce it how?
I pronounce it Gonzalez.
And then if you want to add a little Portuguese accent to it, how would it be?
I never do this. You would say... Gonzalez.
Shut up. Okay, wait. Gonval.
One more time. You tried, though. You tried, and that's what's important.
No, I need to do it.
See, you came here for effort, got it.
I'm going to do it.
Guys, help me out. Yeah, what is like that thing under this, like if there's a C and then it's got like that little line, what accent
you supposed to know?
Like some people would say Graka or some people say Grasha. Are you talking about that C thingy that
it's
makes
like,
the
it's
difference?
Like So it would be like Gonzalez.
You see, I love how this is turning into a language lesson. I think the C makes an SH sound.
Yeah, maybe, probably something like that.
Gun.
I don't know. I'm used to just being like...
Marco.
Marco Goncalves. Guys, not Goncalves.
Because when I saw it as well,
just
I was like, okay.
Call me Gonzalez.
I think
please,
that's how we're going
brother.
To go by. Do you have a middle name?
Yeah, I do.
You see, it's a Portuguese middle name, isn't it? What is it?
Miguel.
Miguel? Oh.
Maria.
I like Miguel. That. Okay, I'll just call you Marco Miguel.
I'm cool with that.
Manja, no? C, no? What's a Portuguese term I can throw around during this interview?
A what?
A Portuguese term I can throw around.
Beish, it's fish. That's beige. The only Portuguese word I know.
Beige,
no.
Okay.
No, okay, well.
I'm vegetarian, I don't eat beige. Thank you. So, after that 5-minute long introduction, let's move on to the next group member. Miss Kanye, how are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Fantastic. And Mr. Adam is also joining us this morning.
Hello, hey.
Okay, so Freefall Empire. I need to get to the bottom of how you guys actually formed, et cetera, et cetera. Because you guys are still like teenagers. Who's the youngest?
Marky.
Marco Miguel.
Hey, you made it super Afrikaans.
Marky.
We should have gone with the guessing of age game. Well, we can still do it unless you like read the bio. No,
yeah, I was about to say,
do
man.
Don't.
I can always look at the bio.
Know, so you don't know?
You are 16 and you're in grade 11.
No, I'm 17 and I'm going and I'm in grade 11, so going to matric.
Okay,
now.
So next year you're going to matric.
Yeah.
Kanye, did you just finish matric?
Nah, boo.
You are in WITS.
I'm at WITS.
There
yes.
We go. You see, I just love
I'm
I
a
do process of elimination. Let me guess what you're studying though.
Okay.
Drama.
Nah, boo.
Music.
Nah, boo.
Close.
Politics.
Nah, boo. I actually almost studied politics, actually. Nah.
I love how it said in the same thing and then it was suddenly like politics.
Oh, I don't know. Because some people just randomly do random courses.
Drama, music,
something in
law.
Music and drama.
Drama, you're quite close.
Film production.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was kind of spot on with drama. You see, you even did snaps. I can spot drama students from a mile away.
She's like, I'm not dramatic. She walks in with a mist coming in and she walks in with like a gown.
And listen, I have to... name and shame, you were the late one, so it's kind of
okay, fine.
The dramatic one in the lot.
No, this was a dramatic morning. Oh my gosh, never in my life.
Do tell, let me
like,
indulge you.
Oh my gosh, guys, I got lost so many times. Like, never in my life have I been so lost. Like, I was so over.
Are you still
day.
Lost right now?
Today.
You're
no,
in the Cliff Central Studios.
I'm back.
My name is Sia. Mm-hmm, this is Untapped Talent. Okay, we're good on that side.
I'm back.
Adam, you just matriculated.
Yeah. Yes, at last I'm officially unemployed. Oh. How exciting is that?
Let's not take that start point on everything.
Woo!
Do you have your results yet?
I do not. Man, I'm not even going to think about that until
what's,
the day
what's
before.
The waiting game like?
I can't really like compare to anything else. Like, I'm just pushing it back into the furthest recesses of my mind so I never have to think of it until it
I'm
happens.
I'm telling you, the night before, is the worst.
No, I'm gonna die. I'm actually going to die.
Actually, yeah.
Like, you know, I was alive. No.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Not
just some piece of advice from this guy who's trying to pretend like he's older. Meanwhile, he's also 20. I actually camped out at like a 24-hour. No, like a garage waiting for them to deliver the newspaper.
Really?
And yeah, you're going to, it's going to be one of those. Don't you worry.
That's so exciting. This is why I came here, guys. To be excited about my life.
There we go. It's my only piece of advice I can offer you today. All right. So, lady and gentlemen, let's talk about Freefall Empire. Some background. Are you guys friends originally? How did you get to meet?
Adam
and Marco, right? Were part of the Marley Kelly Vocal Academy. Marley Kelly being the vocal producer of Idols.
And now The Voice.
Right? And now The Voice.
Really? Oh, wow. That's cool. That's cool.
Right? And then they found me. She found me actually at a talent competition.
Okay.
I was singing and she liked what she
heard. Stepford.
Oh,
here.
Excuse us.
Right. Yeah, and it was semifinals, okay? Semifinals. So we were not
playing. I'm feeling myself.
You know, come on.
I feel like all of you are so ungovernable. Just answer the question.
And then so basically she called, they already knew about it.
Okay.
And then she called my dad, right? And yeah, basically this is us, Freefall Empire.
And then like the next day, we had like a meeting, you know, to listen to some songs and stuff. And then Kanye just walked in.
And you were like, who's this?
And yeah, that's kind of, you know, like the thing is, someone walks in and then you're like, how does this person sing?
Yeah.
How does this person sing?
But this is what I'd like to know. Adam and Marco, were you already making plans to form a group?
No.
Marco knew about it first.
Okay, so yeah. Marco, who had already been starting to pursue music and singing professionally?
I think all of us.
But you had ambitions to be...
To an extent, I think we want to say all of us, but then like professionally. Uh-huh. I think, you know, it's tough to just do it, you know. So in that way, I think we were all... You know, if anyone, if there's a gig to perform at, if that's what you mean,
then
I think that's where we all were before we met up.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm really trying to chronicle everything here. So who met Marley Kelly first?
I did.
Marco Miguel.
Yeah.
And along came Adam. Let me try and really stir things up.
Let's do it.
What was your first impression of Adam?
Oh, wow.
Where was the first time?
Get out of here, man.
No. Just asking. Simple question.
I think, did we meet before the group was formed? Or only when...
We met on the first meeting of that group when Chloe was still there. When Chloe was still there.
Okay. So there's a former... Moving on. So there was a former, okay. Then you guys met together.
No, there were like a lot of people. And then Marley was just speaking to everyone. Like, I have an idea for this thing. And then everyone spoke about it. And then we all just took like and then she started forming
properly.
But
what I'd have to say then is that it's kind of a good thing. Because when I think of the South African... entertainment industry overall, when there's a standout in acting, you know, if there's a standout voice, someone you go to like for advice of like, you know, who do we need to cast in this movie or this series, you go to Munyan Lee, who's like the top of the acting game in my opinion. Mm. And when it comes to singing, you go to one person, that's Marley Kelly. Does it feel when Marley Kelly personally goes, okay, 1, 2, 3, you guys do this, you guys form together, and you basically get the Marley Kelly golden star of approval?
It's crazy though. Like, I think for me, I've known Marley since I was like, I'd probably say 9 or 10 years old.
Wow.
Just, I don't even actually know how I first met her, but I just met her probably, I think, through like family or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, before she started up the whole vocal academy, I went to her house like every now and then just for, you know, an odd lesson or two. So I think because having that before, you know, before this whole thing, it kind of eased me into, you know, Marley's just a normal person.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
and
she's
then,
so sweet.
Then, yeah,
oh
like,
my gosh.
She's actually not normal because she's just
no,
too
she's
nice.
So
she's just
she is
cute.
Really, she, and she's
nice.
So nurturing. She's like the best.
Mommy. So this is what I'd love to know then. And in terms of you, Marco, you say you were 9 years old. Could you already tell, like, okay, you were standing in line at school and everybody was singing Humpty Dumpty and there you were, like, with that high note, like, okay, damn, maybe I could do the singing thing. When did you realize you could sing?
Yeah, I started like singing, I'd say probably like grade two. I don't know what age that is. I just remember
you were like eight. Grade two. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that was, it's kind of like before you can read.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of just, you know, listen to the song. But when I say started singing, that's when I started going for like lessons.
Got it.
Not just, you know, at home. And then I took a little bit of a break, like grade two, three or four. I didn't really sing. And grade five, I got back, you know, back into it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then that's the first time I performed at school. I sang like a Celine Dion song.
Yes, yes. What's up,
Slay Mama?
It was that My Heart Will Go On, that Titanic song.
So you hit that Celine Dion note.
I did.
A thought just went through my head. Okay. I was like, should I put him on the spot?
It's, and
like,
he just shouldn't do that right now.
Okay, we'll save it for the end. Kanye, what about you? When did you realize that you were talented and could actually sing?
I started singing in Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was... It all started with Joyous Celebration.
Wow.
Like, I was obsessed, still am,
yeah,
with Joyous Celebration. And I used
to sing... worship music,
yes,
gospel,
and I was
nice
out there, I was like, yes, Holy Spirit, I can feel you.
You're one of those ladies who sit in front of the church, yes, who agree with everything.
So I was that kid in Sunday school.
Person with a license plate, blah, 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 you need to move car. They'd be like, yes,
Jesus. Yes, come on. Yes.
Bony bone.
Okay.
So the first time I sang at Sunday school, and then mm-hmm. my apostle's son was like, actually, you have a really great voice. And I was like, really? I was like, ooh, guys,
yeah, it sounds nice.
Yes, girl.
But this is what I'd love to know then. Is that also the age when you decided to take music professionally and saw it as a possible career?
No, I was still nine. I changed all the time. I mean, I remember the other time I wanted to be Benny McCarthy's wife as a career.
Okay.
It was crazy.
We've all been through those phases.
I wanted to be a chubby model. Hello.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, girl. I was out there.
Maybe if you have 20 minutes free after this, like a therapy session. You know. Moving on. I'm joking. Adam. Adam, what about you? How old were you when you thought, like, okay, this singing thing could work out for me?
You know, it's one of those things where, like, it's all that I've done. It's all I'm good at. I mean, I got nothing.
That's what I do as well.
Yeah. Oh. No, I got nothing other than this.
It's like, no, I couldn't be a miner, couldn't be a swimmer. Maybe let me just do,
singing. I was like, I am going to sing. Uh-huh. And that's all. I mean, music as well, but it's just something that's been there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, since I was young, I think the only thing I wanted to do was be a singer.
Uh-huh.
The only I remember charging my mother like $20 to come in the lounge and watch me lip sync.
Okay. So you were charging your own mother in her own house.
I am a hustler. I don't know what to say about this.
It's slaying the game.
It's destroying the scene. Get on my level, basics.
What would you have to say drew you to music?
I like crowds. I like audiences. Mm-hmm. And I like entertaining people. I like being there to make people laugh or sing for them or make them enjoy their lives mm-hmm. at a point when I'm there. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
That's I like the girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you just want a little Justin Bieber moment, Marco.
Molly,
is that which one?
You can hear Neil groaning to death in the back.
But this is what I'd love to know, people.
Marco's that guy.
But it's all good and well that you are talented and you really want to sing and you want to take it seriously. And then we meet Molly Kelly and she's like, okay, go on with your bad self. You can do this seriously. But then we have to get into the business side of music and we have to make serious decisions. For example, forming a band, you know, the brand that's associated with the group,
PR.
choosing a right name. How did you even go about deciding, okay, Freefall Empire, this is
it's
going to be our
guys.
Name
it's not happening.
And this is going to be our look, for example. How did that go about?
Marco, your cue.
Ah, Marco Miguel.
Well, you see, basically okay, so cut the story short, we kind of just we were at Marley's academy the one day, and then we were like, we're not leaving here until a song comes up.
How long were you guys together at that point?
Ooh, long. It was even,
I think we got there, like, around 9, and then I don't know when we left.
Oh, okay.
9 a.m.
Overall, though, how long were you guys already starting to... Yeah.
Okay,
not too long. I wouldn't say not too long. Probably, like, a couple of months.
Yeah.
Just a couple of months. I don't know. Make it as broad as you want. Be wild with
so you are now saying, okay, but, cool, we are not going to leave.
Yeah, and, you know, the next step in the process was to get a name, you know, to, you know. So it was kind of a thing like we got there at 9, and then, I don't know, what time did we end up leaving there? Probably like 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
Just thinking of a name. And it started at like, okay, sitting at chairs, looking at each other. Okay, guys,
what did we sort of go through? What are some of the suggestions? Yes.
There were such bad ones, guys.
Yeah.
What was the one possibility?
Coal red.
And then
coal
we
red
were like,
was,
nah, fam,
was a
and
possibility.
Do you know, there was one very bad one. Everyone, I'm going to take some time to regroup, and I'm going to go think of the name.
Cold red. Okay, so we've been through like cold red. Okay.
Cold red. We've
And cold red.
And
right?
cold red. Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And there was like maestros and like.
Oh, guys, please.
Oh, and then Molly wanted, guys, why don't we just call it the Molly Kelly Project?
Hashtag
self-promotion. Let's do it.
No, there is the, what's her name? That fashion stylist, the Rachel Zoe Project, you see? So maybe it could be the Molly Kelly Project. So how did you go about Freefall Empire? We were watching an episode of Empire and we were like, that's
all right. From us.
I think it was just a thing of we just started putting random words on a paper.
Okay.
And then somehow we just ended up linking, because I remember freefall was a cool word.
Yeah.
And then I think we checked freefall up and there was like a group, like in Europe or something that had that name. So we didn't obviously want to take the same name. So we just merged Freefall Empire and
there you go.
Well, bam.
That was the decision made. So what then went into the creation of the group as well? When you talk about a PR strategy or you talk about branding, are you now told to dress in a certain way, to sing certain songs? You can't mention certain topics in your songs. Like how extent or like how in depth is the whole business side of music?
I mean, Molly obviously wants to brand us correctly, so she'll give us... She won't designate things for us to wear, but she'll give us an outline.
Okay.
What we should wear, how to present ourselves when we go on Espresso, for example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we generally know what we want in terms of genre. We're marketing ourselves in the specific genre that we decided to do. So that's how we're sort of working around it.
But you guys, the big thing for me is... You are starting out off in the industry, and more than that, you're starting off at such a young age. So how was it when, like, hey, I'm singing in the choir, I'm singing at school, this is kind of cool and fun. Now you've been told, like, no, this is our pre-art strategy, and this is what you have to say, and this is what you have to... You know, was that kind of overwhelming for you, or did you take it on as a challenge?
I think it's cool. It's really cool. It's crazy, though, because, you know... business comes first, if you can say it like that. So, you know, me still being in school, like going to matric,
actual business as a subject.
And like going to matric now, then it's like, oh, cool, there's this party on Saturday, this party on Friday. And then like, you know, a message will come through and it's like, cool, guys, we got interviews this day. Then it's like, it's not even a thing of, you know, Molly, can we move it? You know,
it's like,
it's priorities.
Can we move?
And you know
fly back.
And you know,
fly back, son.
When
don't
you send a
stay.
Message to the group and Molly's typing for 5 minutes and
yes,
you're like, it's done. I'm done.
She's
game over.
So over. My career has ended. It hasn't even started. Like,
but
what is this?
Don't you take that as a great thing?
But it's cool.
It's weird. It's sort of a shock to your system at first. I remember showing up to meetings in sandals and I'm like, oh, I'm not a professional human being.
Yeah.
We are in Santa and I'm in sandals in a meeting. It's literally like... It's amazing to get to experience it, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, I just think it's the coolest thing.
You know, this then reminds me of the fact that they often say the successful musicians we have right now, or, you know, anyone really in the creative slash arts field, isn't the most, and I'm not taking anything away from you guys, but the most successful aren't necessarily the most talented. Would you agree with that? Because talent takes you to a certain place, but then you need the work ethic, and then you need the determination, and you need to be able to say, listen, it's fantastic that, you know, I'd love to be at a friend's birthday party, but I have a gig and that needs to come first. And it's having those sort of priorities, and that's when the hard decision making comes in. Wouldn't you agree?
I think for all of us, it's never really an option.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a photo shoot, whether it's a EPK filming, whether it's an interview, whether it's a gig, you know, it's coming first.
Yeah, yeah. So that really does show exactly what needs to go first, and those are some of your priorities. But we have to just dwell on this for a second. Have you guys ever been like, ooh, you invited somewhere and you even bought an outfit and you were like ready to go to your friend's party, and then it's like, sorry, no.
I got a hand Marco. Up for this one.
Yes, Marco.
Well, like, you know.
Oh, so you just finished matric.
No.
Well,
I'm going to matric. See, here's the thing. I was a friend of mine was DJing at VAC.
Uh-huh.
And Jay Roberts.
Shout out Jay Roberts.
Shout out Jay Roberts.
Like, hey, Jay Roberts.
Self-promotion.
Hashtag Jay Roberts official. Anyway, and he kind of invited me down there, you know, to perform at some of the gigs and stuff, and nothing was planned, you know, with Freefall. So I was like, you know, going to matric next year, things gonna get tough. Let's go party and
wow.
You know, perform.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's still having perform. Fun.
We
letting
also,
the, our hair down.
Today. And then I drove back from Dahlstrom. Like we've all yeah. just been doing.
And then we got the
Kanye
you
got lost. That was your own
you,
kind
I
of
got,
holiday.
Yeah, that was my
you
own
got
kind
to
of
see
holiday.
Even what the world.
Exactly, but I think it becomes you. It becomes easier. You know, I always say, just liking something is uh-huh. of no use. You need to be completely obsessed with uh-huh. it and completely consumed mm. by it. You know, so priorities aren't a huge deal.
Yeah.
So if there's
and
a party
sacrifices.
And making sacrifices,
yeah. Yeah.
This is what I want to do forever.
It's not second thought.
Mm,
you know?
It's not like I always tell my friend, I'm Juices, listen, goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I need to go work. Bye. Yeah. I need to go make a name for myself. See ya.
And it's crazy because it's not like, oh no, I'm just gonna go do an interview. It's like I'm going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then like for me, you know, beginning of grade 11, all people do, like 80% of my grade, well, you know, we go home, we study.
Yeah.
Guys, don't hate on me for this, I'm sorry. But like some of you guys just chill at home and study and, you know, it's cool, play sports and
wait,
you know.
Some of you
but
guys.
Like,
me
but,
and Kanye, some of us.
No. Like,
no.
My grade.
Like,
come on,
you
guys.
You guys, this is not turning into Jerry Springer, please.
Come on.
No,
I
was going to say,
so,
some of us, there's two of us.
So, yeah, like, you know, and a lot of people are just at school to finish school and, mm-hmm. you know, study something and, mm. you know, that's their life. And then you get me and I'm like, yo, teachers, headmaster, can I move my English exam? I got to
yeah.
fly down. I got to
wow.
fly down Cape to Town. Cape Town to do promo.
That was hectic.
Espresso
and Marco's in a cool place, I think. I think Marco's in like a really awesome place for promo, especially because
yeah.
he has like everyone there.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like we left.
Because of being in school, you
yeah.
know. You always get back. Or, you know, you still got those big WhatsApp friend groups.
Yeah.
where
to
like,
keep
yeah.
you
where the
line.
Party would be at now, it's like, guys, espresso, watch us.
It's even
so,
because
yeah.
now you're just walking through school. Now you're like,
just get nice and close to the microphone.
Sorry.
There. Uh-huh.
And you're just walking through school, just like, yes, I was on TV.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what happened.
Or when you're walking and then you walk past people and then they look at you and they're like, ooh, baby, you're one. And I'm
okay.
like,
okay.
Okay, girl.
That's
I'll
nice
see
support
you.
Is there.
That actually happened to me the other day.
just a nice little fan moment.
I was at a party and then it was this guy. It was crazy. But anyway, this guy, he came up to me and he's like, oh dude, aren't you the guy like in that music group that was like on TV and stuff? And I was like, yeah, Freefall Empire. Yeah, like espresso and,
wow.
and everything. And then that's kind of like, because I don't know if it's settled. If it's settled in for all of us yet,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if maybe you know when gigs is like a weekly, you know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Then maybe I don't know if that's how it's going to settle in. I don't know if it's settled in for me yet,
but it will definitely
you know?
Hit.
But
soon.
It's
yeah.
it's going to hit soon. You know, things are picking up. We like you know it's definitely a process.
Yeah,
you know, it's not an overnight, wha-bam, single.
I now feel it, so I've made it, this is life, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, you know, having the process of waiting, you know, and staying interested, I think is, you know, and
I think it's rad because it feels like it's actually something. People are working. We are committed. We don't take anything that we have for granted. It's just, it's going and it's cool. It's awesome to get to experience it with a group of people that know what they're doing.
You know, I was going to touch on that because so often in groups, there are these negative connotations, you know, like as soon as a group is formed, look at One Direction, Zayn left and it's like, oh my goodness, well, what's going to happen? No, Zayn was trying to be the lead and his ego came in place. That's why he left. You know, they often these bad connotations of being in a group, but I feel that, and listen, I'm far from being a musician, nor do I know how it really feels like, so maybe you can answer this. Being in a group sort of helps because you have some other people who understand what you're going through. When you really say like you miss home, they know exactly how it feels. When you say it might, the support is kind of overwhelming, somebody else understands what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Do you think being in a group is slightly easier than it is harder? Tanya, what would you have
definitely
to say?
I think it's easier. I remember I was telling my friend, I don't think I'd be able to be a solo artist, like first time in the music industry, boom, solo artist. At least when you have, and we're like an even number, so we can't be
divided. Even Beyonce was in a group.
You know, even Beyonce.
Justin Timberlake,
the analogy I always use is, say what you will about Justin Bieber. You know, take away the throwing eggs at houses and Selena Gomez or whatever. He started singing when he was probably about like 12 or 13, as in going on the road, trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah.
Now let's all turn back to when we were 12 and 13. And let's now go to about 14 or 15 when Baby comes out and he has millions of views. Now a lot of people are following him. I often think, imagine how it is to walk into a party and everybody knows your name or everyone is looking at you just because you're wearing cool shoes. Now multiply those 20 people in a room to 20 million. That is a mind flip of note.
Yeah, I think
how
that's
do
crazy.
You handle that amount of success? And I feel that in a way, being in a group sort of helps that. Don't you think so?
And it's nice because you have company.
I think when you're being a solo artist, you know, I think it leads you to doing the things that, you know, you get derailed. I don't think, you know, as much as you'll have your manager and you'll have your this guy and that guy that does, you know, like, because, you know, people I think tend to think that Justin Bieber's, it's just Justin Bieber, but behind him there's this huge,
it's like an army,
of people. So and I don't think he can always rely on those people. So, you know, I think that's maybe, you know, where it derails. I think also having all the money, having a moment to himself.
Yeah.
And I think also just never being able to be a kid. I don't think he was ever able to be a kid. You know,
what would you guys have to say when you look at the likes of Justin Bieber and some of the successful artists we have in our time right now? What are you drawing from them and their careers to make sure that you don't make the same mistakes? Adam?
Ooh, so you put that. It's giving Kanye the look of, what are we going to say? We shared that. I don't know. I don't want to answer this question. But because I mean,
a big thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of dark sides to the whole industry and stuff like that. We, of course, we're not going to be going down any of those roads. We have, you know, outlets that we can, you know, rely on other than, you know,
some support, some
like,
solid
yeah,
support.
We have. This is going to sound really, really corny and lame. It's not to that extent, but I mean, we have each other to like to keep. I'm embarrassed. I'm going to go leave. No, as in, we don't have to rely on like drugs or
drugs.
Illegal drugs, man, or illegal stuff or anything to like keep us busy. I mean, we got this.
Each other.
Well, listen, you've been doing a great job at that. I feel like you guys have fun all the time, and it's been quite a process. And really, it's been like a couple of months, you know, just the journey thus far. And here you are, you've worked on a single, Celebrate.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's talk about that. How did that song come about?
Like, that's a difficult one, guys.
Yeah, because I often want to know, like, you know, when groups are like, we were just chilling in studio. I'm like, so what do you do? Like, are you just chilling with a guitar? Then someone starts playing a tune. And then like, okay, maybe we should use that. And that
sleep.
Moves. Is working on music like in studio?
For Celebrate, it was, you know, because there were like some other ideas that came through before Celebrate.
Mm.
you know, like that Take a Bow vibe and all of that stuff. Mm. Where, you know,
well, there was also Code Red and Cold Red, so.
Also Lil Maestro, guys. Come on.
So, I think we were just, Neil was playing, you know, some stuff that he had.
Who's Neil?
Neil's our producer, writer,
arranger,
you know.
Yeah.
So we also do writing. Well, we write songs ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, whatever ideas we have. But Celebrate was written by Neil, and we're kind of just at the academy, and he was like, you know, what do you guys think of this?
Yeah.
And it's always like it's always a rough idea, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
And there's just whether it's an instrument or like a beat or whatever, and there's just something that gets you about the song.
I remember
and
we I go was through, like, I'm about to cry, but yeah. the song is the one.
And we go through it. We go through like a whole different things. Do you guys remember The Man? The Man in Celebrate?
The Man in Celebrate? What's that?
There was like this man stage, who spoke, was like who was like, Rebo Empire. We were like, whoa, hey girl, how are ya?
Yeah, it was an idea
Wait,
that
so
we had.
I'm so confused. Who is this man?
No,
so, okay,
did God appear in the studio? Was there a voiceover artist?
There was a guy, I think it was a radio DJ. I'm not sure for what radio.
Yeah.
And he really, really digged the song.
Okay.
So he was like, I think he asked to do like a voiceover on the song.
So he wanted
like
a feature.
Like a feature. So like on the beginning of the song where it's like just the intro, no vocals, he would be like Free Fall Empire.
Okay,
and
so
Shem. Yeah, and Shem, we liked him, ne? We liked him, Shem. Just not on our song.
He was just a surprise.
Just not on our song.
He was a surprise. Yeah.
You know? So yeah,
that's
Shem.
Not mean, guys. I just did cool.
Okay.
He was cool though.
It was fine. It was fine. He was trying to be the Jason Derulo voice.
Yeah.
We're not gonna take it away from him, alright?
You know, so a couple of things have happened there, but
what I'd like to know, okay? So let's just pretend, yeah, we're technically on a studio. We're in a studio right now. Let's just hear a little teaser of what you guys are currently working on. So there's a potential second single, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's that called?
Falling.
Falling. Okay. So can we get a teaser, Nyana? Maybe like a chorus or hook or something.
Yeah, we can do something.
Okay.
Okay.
So you guys take it away. This is Free Fall Empire with Falling.
Okay. So I can feel myself
falling. Yeah, let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I can feel myself falling, falling in love with you again. I can feel myself falling, falling in love with you again.
Ooh.
Now I'm falling, falling in love with you again. Now I'm falling, falling in love with you again. All over again.
Yo, okay, I get a vibe. No, I have to just look at the lyrics quickly. I can feel myself falling in love with you again.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's about like a loved one.
Where is this going?
My mom and my dad is listening.
Okay, no.
Hi, mom. Hi, dad.
Shout out to the pops and the moms. What I want to say is, are you never scared of what you put out as a new music? You know, when we look at Taylor Swift, the pre-Shake It Off Taylor Swift, she was very, very open with her music. She was, you know, going through a heartbreak, she wrote about it and she was, you know, saying, oh, I saw you with the blonde curly hair, and we now know who the song's about, for example. Songwriting, do you often filter what you want to say? You never want to really be too open and vulnerable?
I think it's tough because I think you write the best songs
mm-hmm.
when you use your emotions.
Yeah.
You know, so like it'll sound weird, but like a song that I wrote,
yeah,
which we're looking at potentially being the third release, you know,
yeah,
depending on how things go. But you know, that was originally about someone, you know, and it's not a heartbreak song, but it was when things were fresh, man.
The good times, but,
you know, and so I think the best things come out from when, you know, you use your real emotion. Mm-hmm. Not when you're just like,
when you're being genuine.
Where's a dictionary? Let me just find a whole bunch of words.
Just rhyming words.
Throw
cats,
them together.
Mats, sat. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And then when we look at where Free Fall Empire is right now and what we hope will come out of Freefall Empire in the future? Where would you like to see yourselves headed, and what would you like to do, especially now that we're about to start a new year?
Well, go.
Sure. Yeah, it's okay.
We want to be headline acts. We want to be the act that people
come and listen to.
Yeah, like we want to be able to do something and do this so well that we have a career.
Mm. Yeah.
We want to be able to do this for the rest of our lives, not lose momentum.
Adam loves this question, just by the way.
I think we want to be the group, you know, that people will, you know, go to a Joburg, Live Loud, or you know, all these huge festivals, you know,
to see, you know.
Like,
we want to have our songs sung back to us.
Basically.
When we point the mic at the people, we want people to see.
And you want to crowd surf. Or maybe that's just Sia's.
I'm a little bit too fat for that. I think it's more like crowd murder. I don't know what
else. I'm cool with crowd surf. I'll try that.
I'm not about that life. No.
Listen, though, you guys, I think you guys are just a breath of fresh air in the industry. I love that you guys are so excited about what you're about to go on and achieve. I think it's absolutely awesome. And listen, the best of luck to each and every one of you. To Freefall Empire as a whole.
Where can we
get more information on you guys? Where can we get more info on, like, potentially where you're gigging, etc., etc.? Is there a website, a Facebook page?
Okay, gosh. Our website is www.freefallempire.com, right?
www.freefallempire.com. You know, these guys are going to be the death of you, kind
of. Like, well, I'm telling you, the death of me. And then on Twitter, it's @freefall, right? _empire.
Got it.
And Facebook, freefall. Freefall is one word.
Yes.
And then space empire.
Fantastic stuff. Yay. Thank you guys so much for stopping by this morning.
Thank you for having us. Awesome.
To you, Mr. Marco Miguel.
Thank you so much.
To you, Ms. Kani. To you, Mr. Adam. Thank you so much. So, an awesome shout out to my guest, Freefall Empire, for stopping by this morning. And most especially, though, thank you for listening. We do this every single Friday from 9 till 10 a.m. right here on cliffcentral.com. My name is Sia, and I'll see ya.
This is cliffcentral.com.